Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Because there is no decent copy of Eric Rowan's theme, we'll open with Luke Harper. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure review needs from one Matt Goldberg. You know, the creator of Terrified. And if you have a Terrified shirt, take pictures, because he likes to see them. I'm Sir Rockin', she's Lindsay Ward, and, well, character development was the name of this show.
Holy random character development.
Like, it came like an RKO out of nowhere.
Yep.
Alright, so we're going to do things a little bit differently tonight. We're going to hit some highs and talk about the matches and all that sort of thing. So, one of the big stories for tonight's Monday Night Raw was, well, yes, we have to say it. The anonymous Raw general manager was in charge. They opened the show, they talked a lot. John Cena slightly closed the computer at one point and sort of, well, didn't close it so Michael Cole could still read his notes that were highlighted on the screen for him. High point number one. But the big story was Eric Rowan became, well, intelligent. Exactly, Lindsay, what did we find out when Tom Phillips did some investigation? Can you tell us?
Number one, I want to know where Tom Phillips looked. But we found out that Eric is a borderline genius, which honestly doesn't surprise me in the least, given his behavior and the fact that, you know, call that from day one. Thank you.
Yeah, she did. She wants to hear the three words I'm not going to say. So
say it.
Right was her.
Close enough. As close as I'm ever going to get. With a recorder going.
With a recorder going, yes.
But we found out that Eric is also a classically trained world-class guitarist. He's a vintner, which for those of you who do not know what that is a winemaker supreme. So I guess we know where Bray was getting the supreme hooch from.
So he was the creator of the Swamp Wine. Got it.
Yes, he was the creator of the Swamp Wine. And there was one other thing.
He was intelligent. He created a wine. He plays guitar.
And he's feuding with Big Show because he doesn't like bullies. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendars, because history was made. Tonight, Eric Rowan finally solved the Rubik's Cube.
Yes, yes, he did. I was disappointed. I wanted to see it to go longer. I wanted to see him struggle with it, but apparently his IQ is 143. He's smart, yo.
You know, honestly, I really like... I really like that they're making him intelligent, and they're not just playing him up like some stupid character, you know, from the swamps. It's, they're showing that Eric is an intelligent individual. He's a functioning individual. There's just something slightly wrong with him, where there's this mental, kind of mental disconnect with him. And I've seen a lot of people basically compare him to a high-functioning autistic individual, and how it's a positive interpretation of a high-functioning autistic individual. And a lot of people are really embracing that in the portrayal that he's doing right now, and how WWE is using him. Because they could turn him into a joke. They could easily turn him into a joke.
Right, and they started off with comedy with him the first couple weeks.
Well, it's Eric Rowan's out in the world. He's exploring the world, really, for probably the first time in several years. And he's on his own in this playground, and he's exploring everything, and he's looking for people, and he's going to look to, just given on how he plays character, attached to someone.
Right.
Because he attached to Luke and Bray, and now Luke and Bray are gone, and so he's going to look to eventually attach to someone, which he did in Team Cena. You know, he's been ridiculed all his life for the way that he is, and now he has finally found people who supposedly accept him as he is.
Right. We should mention Eric Rowan was in action against the bully Big Show. Big Show left him laying with the steel steps and actually put a pretty nice knot on the side of his head. He had an owie at the end of Raw, which we'll get into here in a second. But yeah, you saw the damage. The match was just alright. Again, it's two big guys battling, and I think with more time they could tell a really good story, and I'm feeling we're going to get something at TLC between the two. Maybe involving steel steps, because Eric Rowan found a new toy.
But yeah, I liked the beatdown of Rowan afterwards because it made Show look really vicious. You know, the match isn't going to be the best thing in the world because as much as I love Eric, he's not the strongest of workers. But he's got some moves in there. And between him and Show, they can put together something pretty nice.
Yeah, they really could. And with a lot of bells and whistles, they could probably put on a pretty good match. Coming up at TLC. Speaking of TLC, we will probably have a tag team title match, and that was one of the big stories for tonight's Raw, was the crowning of a brand new number one contender, as we had Tag Team Turmoil, featuring the likes of Golden Stardust, The New Day, Adam Rose and the Bunny, The Usos, and the random team of Cesaro and Tyson Kidd. If you thought the New Day would come in first time on Monday Night Raw and win, well, you were sadly mistaken. Even though they beat Golden Stardust in the first round of the, you know, Tag Team Turmoil, they ended up losing after distraction from Golden Stardust. So the New Day lost right away. So new color, same old story for Kofi and Big E losing on Monday Night Raw. And shock of all shocks, even though JBL, you know, spoiled it, like, oh right, there's still one more team. We have new number one contenders for the tag team titles in the Usos. Surprise, surprise?
Not really. And this kind of made me very disappointed, because it's like, you could do something new and different, especially since you have new tag team champions in Mizdow and Miz, or let's just call them Mizdow because it's easier. And they went to the Usos, which there's nothing wrong with the Usos. I'm happy to see the Usos are getting a push, but I'm just a little tired of the Usos. I'd rather see, you know, what the New Day can do. I'd rather see, you know, maybe what the Matadors can do. I would have been excited to see maybe the Ascension make their debut and the Ascension come in and win. And actually see if the Ascension can hold up.
Right. Yeah, if you're going to spend a month building up the New Day, maybe the New Day should have been the team, even though it was stupid to put them. Okay, here's the thing. If you're going to have the New Day in action, they should just beat somebody. They should not be losing in tag team turmoil, since they actually technically only had one match as a team, and that was on SmackDown. You could have thrown Slater Gator in there and got the same result, and you could have just, you know, had them beat a couple of guys and put them over on Raw instead. But you wanted, again, you wasted some time, and it just sort of... Yeah, it's, again, LeMans goes, I want to like the Usos, but damn, WWE is making me tired of them the same way the radio makes me tired of a song. I agree with that. The Usos had a run. Let them sit on the back burner for a while. But, okay, that's secondary. The big story is, The Miz likes how Naomi twerks. That's the headline. Miz likes Naomi's twerking. Just saying.
Yeah, Miz is going to pay for that.
And he did. He got slapped later on at night when Miz now won with the figure four over Fernando in a matchup. Now, we also saw the fans getting to choose AJ Lee's partner, which ended up being Naomi. AJ and Naomi beat the Bella Twins after making Nikki tap out to the Black Widow, which was nice. Because Paige is a heel. Paige is a heel, not a face. So we went with the faces. And Fandango is in action. Well, he tried to be in action, but we have a Zeb down. Uncle Zeb is down and hurt.
This is why Uncle Zeb should wear a life alert.
Because Fandango is scheduled to face Swagger, and now he is down for the count. Swagger, though, got his revenge on Rusev, and it looks like we're headed to Rusev versus Swagger one more time. Basically, how that's setting up from last week and heading into TLC. That's a feud for the U.S. title.
I just want to rant on this for a second.
Go ahead.
Or just say something. Rosa... Honey, I know you're trying. I know she's trying so very hard. But she has the grace and poise of a garden gnome. Actually, no, we'll just go with the carrot. The carrot's the good default. I know she's trying, and I can see what she's trying to do with this, but it's like, her movements are very stiff, very awkward. She's got the face right, but in terms of the actual dance moves, she's very rough. And it's, I don't know, maybe they should have somebody work with her, maybe they should smooth out the rough edges, because it seems like every time they go for that entrance, and he goes to lift her up, she botches it. So,
Yeah. One of the other bigger stories of the night was basically talking about how, again, the anonymous Raw general manager was in charge. And, well, early in the show, they were arguing back and forth of who should be in charge. Who's, you know, it's going to be every week. And Seth Rollins was saying, Cena, bring back the authority so, you know, we don't get the anonymous Raw general manager. We don't get random legend like Batista. Or, you know, Eric Bischoff coming back to run Raw for a week. Or even, you know, Sting running Raw. His name was dropped a couple times. But that was a point made early on. Which led to a big old brawl between the men we'll see in our six-man tag team main event. But the Raw general manager made one stipulation for a match coming up at TLC. Which is a tables match between John Cena and Seth Rollins. If John Cena loses this matchup to Seth Rollins, he is no longer the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
And a new number one contender will be crowned at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to get out of Cena versus Brock...
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. You have Seth beat Cena... And Cena loses his number one contendership.
Right, we had a big old brawl between Ryback, The Big Show, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, Kane as well. And Lindsay was alright. They did not touch Eric and Luke at the start of the show, at the end of the show, which we'll get to in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute, just not right now. They sort of touched. We'll get to that. But we mentioned that there is no number one, there could be a new number one contender, and that's where the advocate for the WWE World Heavyweight Champion came in, as he was at Stamford, Connecticut at the studios, and he wanted to address things. He said, John Cena brought up how Brock is, you know, only on Raw once a year, and Paul says, well, we are in a festive season, so why not do Christmas 365 nights a year? That would be stupid. You don't call every night WrestleMania. You do it once a year because it's must-see. If John Cena gets past Seth Rollins, he will have to face a rested and properly trained Brock Lesnar. That the beating that Cena will face will pale in comparison to what he will face at the hands of Brock Lesnar. If Cena loses, who becomes the new number one contender? Brock Lesnar, the man who curb stomped Brock Lesnar cannot hide behind a sorry Seth Rollins? Maybe him. Paul Heyman says, well, that he rescinds his apology from earlier, if that happens. What about The Undertaker? We haven't seen him since WrestleMania. Maybe you can find him, right? He can come out of the woodworks. Right? Think about a Brock versus Taker 2 for the title. Come on. We all know we want to see it.
How about no?
Or how about Sting? It wouldn't be advertised as his retirement match since it would be Sting's final match. You know, because he would put him in a ring, kill him. He really would. Why not do the entire roster? You know, he will go through the entire locker room like, you know, everybody. There's an entity and then there's power. He who has the gold has the power. And he who has the power has the gold. And his advocate is must-see, can't miss, reigning, defending undisputed champion of the world. The man who has the power, Brock Lesnar. Good promo by Paul Heyman.
Very good promo by Paul Heyman, but then, you know, that's stock standard for Paul Heyman.
Right, he was in a nice breath of fresh air on the show.
Mm-hmm. Happy to see him back.
We had our main event, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, and the Ryback versus Seth Rollins, Kane, and Luke Harper. They had a match. It was really, really long. Team Ziggler wins when he beat Harper in a sunset flip. All hell broke loose. Rollins and Ziggler were battling. Cena and Harper were fighting. Kane and Ryback were fighting. Big Show comes out. He headbutts the Ryback. Punches the Ziggler. Show sends Ryback into the corner. Kane punches him. And out came Eric Rowan with steel steps. He hits Harper on the way, where Lindsay cried a little bit.
Oh, I didn't cry. I yelled at the TV. He heard me yell.
I walked across the room. I had my headphones down. I hear this loud voice coming from my headphones. I knew what she was saying to. It was kind of scary. And I was halfway across the room at that point. It's not loud. Can I only imagine what it would have been in my ears?
I would have toned it down if you had the headset on your head.
No, you wouldn't have.
Probably not, but...
He hit Harper, he hit Kane, Rowan hit Rollins with the steps, he gets in the ring, Show grabs Rowan and Ryback, Ziggler with a super kick, AA to Big Show, and then Rowan picks up the steel steps and lays out Big Show with the steps, and Rowan stands tall as Monday Night Raw goes off the air. Eric Rowan has arrived.
Yay, Eric!
And the awkwardness of the handshake between Cena and Rowan, where he accepted him, was kind of awkward and awesome.
It was neat, though. Because he's just like, okay, alright, you're a good man to have around.
Yeah.
But really, you're not going to bring it up?
What?
Chairgate 2014?
I was getting to that. I was going to say the biggest story of the night was Chairgate. Jesus. Let me finish, will you?
No!
You just go then. Chairgate.
Dean killed the chair. He killed Bray's chair, y'all. Like, Bray came out, he wrestled R-Truth, he beat R-Truth, he cut this amazing promo about Jacob and how he's going to mess up, you know, Dean Ambrose at TLC, and then Dean Ambrose came out, Bray got out of the ring, and Dean Ambrose proceeded to destroy the rocking chair. And the face that Bray Wyatt had, good God, you wanted to run up and hug that man, because literally he's standing there and it looks like you shot his, he has the, oh my God, you shot my dog look on his face.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
He looked like he was about to cry because Dean Ambrose destroyed the rocking chair right in front of him, which, for those of you that kind of haven't picked up on it, the rocking chair is kind of a symbol of Abigail to him.
Oh.
And so it's Abigail. I think, at least my theory is that the chair was Abigail's, and that is his tie to Abigail, and now that tie's been severed because Dean destroyed the chair.
Right.
So what side of Bray Wyatt are we going to see if that's the case?
It seems like we're going to see a vicious side of Bray Wyatt coming up at TLC. When they go into Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, and they had a nice little setup. They had the chair under the ladder. Bray was cutting his promo. It was awesome. He talked about Jacob, and Lindsay thought, good night.
Yeah, you know you're a wrestling fan when...
Like, every time John Cena in the 2K commercial goes something into the good night, I'm like, Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob?
Right? But it was a good promo. He talked about he has dreams of this great ladder, but his dreams are a little different. He ascends the ladder to praise no one. He looks down on the vile creatures that he's created. He sees these insects like Dean Ambrose. He sees tables, ladders, and chairs. Tables, ladders, and chairs. You didn't have to be this way, Dean. And then that's when Dean showed up. And throughout the match, he was just taunting Dean. Where are you, Dean? I know you're watching, Dean. Where are you?
Yeah, and bless the people for chanting, oh my, every time Bray went tables, ladders, and chairs. I love that crowd.
I love that. That was very good. So that, in a nutshell, what happened on Monday Night Raw, there was a lot of talking in the opening segment. It went like 23 minutes where they went back and forth with a lot of talking and then some fighting. And then you had this tag match just sort of dragged for a while because they were awkwardly going to commercial every 2 minutes because they really went long in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, decent show tonight. I love the character development with Eric Rowan. It was tremendous.
It was random, but it was amazing.
Like, Tom Phillips said, I did some, you know, research. Where did he look?
Did you go to Eric Rowan's Wikipedia page or what?
I've been on Eric Rowan's Wikipedia page. It's not there. He must have went to the swamp. They must have fished out a book of something. Found these knowledge. He must have went to, you know, somewhere and got the records of how he... How did he get his IQ? It was like 143. That's pretty impressive. Well done, Eric Rowan.
Yeah, it's like, where did Tom Phillips find this stuff? And I love how Eric's just like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
he's just standing there confirming it. Yep.
And he just handed him the Rubik's Cube as he finished it. I was like, that's Eric Rowan's mic drop. Just hands over the Rubik's Cube. That's all he does.
I want to see him find other little mind puzzles and work on other little mind puzzles while he's doing interviews. That would be amazing.
I think we're going to be headed there. So, tonight's show, character development. Eric Rowan was made to look like a star, so we're pushing a new person, which is great. The ending of Raw had the new faces of Raw, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, The Ryback, and Eric Rowan. Who would have thought that? Told me 3 months ago that would happen? I would have said, Lindsay, you'd be crazy.
But now?
Lindsay, you'd be smart. So that was basically Monday Night Raw. It was a decent show. Wasn't the greatest show. Wasn't the worst show. Next week is the Slammy Awards, which should be a lot of fun. Seth Green is going to be the host of the Slammys. And coming up on Thursday night, we're going to preview the Slammy Awards and a whole lot more. Isn't that right?
Yep, because we're probably going to get more into Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, and Bray Wyatt, because, you know, it's my show, and I'm kind of obsessed with them. I have ornaments of them on my Christmas tree.
She does.
But, yeah, we're going to be talking, because we're coming off the Thanksgiving hiatus, so...
We're talking CM Punk Thursday.
Yeah, we are talking CM Punk Thursday. Don't want to miss that. Plenty of other news, plenty of other notes. Don't want to miss it. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Plus... our preview of NXT R Evolution. It's going to be a stacked show Thursday night. Don't want to miss it. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtonsAndBandanas. Use the hashtag BlameRob when you go to CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night is Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. They'll preview TLC, because that's coming up. God, it's going to be an awful night. I'm just going to warn you for me on that night. It's an awful night.
Yeah, there's going to be emotions out the wazoo on that night, because TLC, Once Upon a Time, yeah, it's just going to be awkward.
Newsroom, and I found this out today, Dallas Eagles at 8:30.
Well, sucks to be you and Kane Kittens.
We'll talk in a minute. Check out the show at WTR Sunday Night on the Twitter and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday night, we'll be back next week for another edition of Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out CalgaryFlamesForum.com and listen on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And also, please listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on wildtalkradio.com.
She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. Thanks to PW Mania and youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you next Monday night and on The Rack Thursday, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.